There's a simple test you can do that'll help you predict your mortality.
Okay.
It's kind of, you know, morbid topic.
It is a little bit, but you know it's not morbid?
What?
The World Series edition of Talking with Docs. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weaning.
And I'm Dr. Paul Salas. I forgot we were wearing these jerseys.
I thought
this was a tattoo.
The morning after an epic right. Seventh inning by George Springer. Yeah. And today, Hamza, one of our editors, is wearing a Yankees hat. Are you kidding me, Hamza?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Bad hair day, he said.
Jays are going to the World Series. First time in 32 years.
That's it. Let's go. Sorry, Seattle. It was a good series.
Excellent series. I apologize my voice is like this because I was lucky enough to go to game 6.
Nice.
Which they won. I pretty much screamed for like 3 hours straight.
Nice.
But we're talking today about, there's lots of tests that we do mm-hmm. in medicine to try to predict mortality. So the tests we're talking about today, we're talking about blood pressure.
Yeah, did we introduce ourselves? I'm Dr. Paul Zellison.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
I'm Dr. Brad Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we talked about blood pressure is a test you can do.
Maybe your weight.
Your weight. There's certainly a bunch of blood tests you can do.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we're not talking about those today, though.
No, we also often ask people if they get short of breath going up one flight of stairs.
Yep.
That's one of those other kind of indicators.
Yep.
But this is one that's been studied not far from here.
I don't know that you would think about it being a test to predict your survival risk kind of thing.
No, maybe how well you can throw a baseball, but...
George Springer's probably good at this test.
Yeah, okay, give it away. What is it?
Okay, it is your grip strength.
Grip strength testing. And this has actually been studied more than you'd think in the literature.
Yes.
And kind of close to home for us because we both came from McMaster down
That's
the road.
Trained in Hamilton.
And that was one of the main studies came out of Hamilton, out of McMaster.
Published in The Lancet mm-hmm. in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
mm-hmm.
big study.
Yeah. Cool acronym, the PURE study.
The PURE study. Right. Like over 140,000 patients from 17 different countries or 17 different centers that were contributing data to this study.
A multi-center trial.
Love it.
And what they basically were trying, the question they were trying to answer is, can a measure of your grip strength predict all-cause mortality? And they even broke it down into subtypes. But they had some interesting findings with respect to all-cause mortality and cardiovascular mortality.
Do you want to talk about those findings now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll bring it to you later.
Okay. So it's not, like, why does it matter? So is it because you're in a life and death situation where you need a really strong grip to survive that moment?
No. Maybe back in the day when you needed to be able to throw a rock at prey.
Like intuitively, like, doesn't make a lot of sense, right? You're like, well, why would good grip strength increase my chances of survival or vice versa more?
Well, let's think about it. What's involved in grip strength? You have to have some sort of good neurologic function for grip strength.
Right. You need your good measure of generalized overall muscular health.
You need muscles to do it. You need blood flow. You need good blood flow to do it.
Right.
You need to be able to follow instructions to do it.
Sure. And you could argue that because of the associated muscular strength, that would correlate with things like mobility and falls risk, that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Some level of coordination to do it. So yeah, when you think about it, it kind of makes sense that a measure of grip strength can predict how healthy you are.
And I would say, like clinically speaking, if I have a patient that says like an older farmer, mm-hmm. you know, and they put their hand out to shake your hand, and they have one of those big beefy paws that like envelops your whole hand and then they crush your hand, and you're like, ow.
You wince.
And you're like, this guy's strong or this lady's strong.
Yeah, let go of my hand.
Yeah.
Give it back now.
And I think too, you can say, you can tell this person's probably pretty fit.
Yeah.
Because the person that's in the wheelchair typically is not crushing your hand with the grip strength as we get older and more frail.
That's for sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you measure grip strength?
So with a grip dynamometer.
Right, so it's basically a device that you squeeze and it measures the force with which you're squeezing and then records that.
Right.
Simple
and
test.
And they've developed standard kind of averages for different age. And we know that our grip strength definitely goes down as we get older.
Like everything?
Yeah.
Right? True. So, can we talk about the study now?
I think we can.
What does it find? What does it show? Like, what's the correlation?
So, number one for me was a 17%. So, for every 5 kilograms or 11 pounds of decrease in grip strength compared to an age-matched average.
Yes.
It increased your chances of all-cause mortality or dying of any cause by 17%.
Yeah. So that basically says that if your grip strength goes down 5 kilograms compared to like the average, then you have a 17% chance, higher chance of dying compared to the average.
Yep.
And that's it was a 4-year study. I think the mean follow-up was 4 years. Was that 17% per year or was it per over the 4 years?
No, I think it was total.
Total. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the average follow-up for that study was 4 years.
Yes.
So, but is this the kind of thing you say, okay, well, I'm just going to go work on my grip strength?
Okay, so what about other measures of death or other diseases?
So cardiovascular mortality,
Okay.
that went up 16% for every 5 kilograms decrease in grip strength.
Right. And similarly for stroke, you had a 9% increased risk of stroke for every 5 kilograms drop in grip strength. You're like, what the heck? Like, why? I got a weak grip. I'm going to have a heart attack, or I'm going to have a stroke, or I'm going to die of all causes.
Yeah, well, but 5 kilograms is a pretty significant grip strength
Yes,
difference, I
agreed.
would say, first of all,
Yeah.
or 11
Well,
pounds.
and to put it in perspective, the average middle-aged man has a grip strength of about 57 kilograms, and the average middle-aged woman has average grip strength of about 30 kilograms. This has changed for different ages, so that was all taken into account for the study.
Yeah, so
But
if you're talking about for women, an 11-pound decrease is like a third
yes.
of the decrease, right?
So now, before you go running out to go grab like one of those grip things at the weightlifting
A
store,
stress ball.
yeah, or stress ball, training grip strength specifically is probably not the right approach.
Probably not. Probably a generalized training program where you're doing some generalized strength training and exercise that will secondarily increase your grip strength.
Yeah.
But that's probably more of an accurate way to reflect it. I think you just went and trained grip strength, you're cheating on the test.
Well, and I think any test like that, so say if they did a study that says, oh, if you can bench a certain amount, this increased it. Yeah, if you go train and just do a whole bunch of bench press, you're going to get
Right.
better at the test.
Right.
So you don't want to work at becoming better at the test. You want to improve your generalized strength, mobility, and health. And they've done good studies about this. A couple good studies that have improved grip strength, though, are, or exercises, sorry, are the dead hang.
Right.
As we get older, the dead hang, I think, is a little hard. So you're
Yeah.
jumping up on a chin-up bar and
Yeah.
hanging essentially as long as you can.
Yeah. As we get older, we should change the name of that.
Yeah,
Dead
the
hang, maybe
alive hang
just,
actually,
or still hang,
or live hang,
or just hang.
just hang. So that's actually a really good measure of your generalized health as well. And then the other one would be a farmer carry.
Yeah, just find a farmer and carry him up and down the stairs. Is that the one you're talking
Actually
about?
not
Oh,
true. So it's actually carrying heavy weights in both of your hands and then walking a specific distance for a specific amount of time. And there's good studies that show that the more weight that you can carry, this is a good measure of generalized health and fitness.
Remind me to send a text to the farmer that lives next door. I have to apologize to you.
Apologize. Sorry for fireman carrying you. Yes. And
Don't get me started on the fireman lives on the other side.
that's right. And one thing I would say is somebody like, I have really bad hand arthritis, really bad
Okay.
thumb arthritis. I
That's
can't do
fair.
this test.
No, that's fair. Right? That's fair. If you can't do the test, then we can't do that test for
Yeah.
you. Okay? Or if you're missing an arm.
Right.
Sorry,
Yeah.
if you had an amputation or something like that. So
Right.
yeah, it only works if you have healthy hands.
Right.
Healthy enough hands. Now, is this study one study in isolation?
No, there have been other
Yeah, there
studies.
have been other subsequent studies that have also demonstrated very similar findings.
Yeah.
And there's been studies and then meta-analyses of these studies where they pooled all the data. And again, they keep finding the same thing, that grip strength is just a really good predictor of mortality.
And I think for us, what it does, it drives home our message of we need to keep moving, we need to stay active, and as we get older, we really need to deeply consider or just do weightlifting and resistance training. It is so critical for our health.
Yeah. So next time you pick up that cup of coffee and crush it by accident, maybe it's just saying you're going to live a long time, even though you've got some burns in your lap now. We actually kind of were a little curious about how this grip
Yeah,
strength stuff we're
sure.
doing. So we did a little bit of grip strength testing ourselves
Let's
not that
go
long ago. Let's show a little clip
check
of
out the
that.
video evidence.
That documentation of our grip strength. Okay, Brad, we're going to see how long you're going to live. All right. So this is the dynamometer.
Okay.
Give it to me here.
Okay, so Hamza, this is your dynamometer.
Yes.
You use this, you're trying to work on getting better grip strength. Okay,
Yes.
so okay.
All right, you stop when it freezes. Yep.
I think it doesn't tell you when to stop.
It stops. It just stops.
It takes your peak.
I got to 421 pounds.
Okay, Popeye.
Oh no, it says 109.2.
That's pretty good.
I feel like it's not bad. Oh, here you go. You got me. He got me 115.8.
I was just halfway there.
That
I was just getting warmed up.
was awesome.
I better put some more money in my RRSP.
Okay. So grip dynamometer, now you know your grip strength, then you could see how if your exercise program was increasing your grip strength.
That's it.
Okay, love that. There you go. Now you know. If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that you think is wondering about their grip strength.
That's probably no one you know, but share it with anyone who you think is worried about their health.
And most importantly, go Jays on Friday. Here come the Dodgers.
Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.